And right behind that one, we've got another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Kim in Pittsburgh.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Hi, Vic. I was wondering, have any of you guys gone on a Disney cruise?
Yes,
Kim.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. You guys were on the Wonder for Mouse Fest. I forgot about that. I was trying to ignore it because I didn't get to go to Mouse Fest this year. So
well, we heard, Kim. What happened at the Mouse Fest cruise stays on the Mouse Fest cruise.
We did three live shows from there, Kim.
Oh, that's right. They're probably on my iPod. I just haven't gotten around to listening to them. I got behind and I said, okay, I'll stay with the current shows and that.
So. And actually, if you have cruise questions, the first live show we did that night with Dave Marks is a fantastic show to give you all kinds of information about the Disney Cruise Line. It was really informative.
Okay, great. So I'm just, hopefully I'll make it from Mouse Fest next year. Probably not the cruise portion, but hopefully I can make it from Mouse Fest. Mouse Fest next year, as long as you don't go on strike. Fingers crossed.
Uh-oh. You too?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a contract year.
It is for me too, so. I may be out of work for months. I may be living with Matt down there.
Oh, it's okay to see that. It'd be sort of like the Real World 12 or whatever.
You get a job hunting lizards, Mike. You know,
you know, it sounds like Hoshberg does need a man about the house. So, you know,
you're not kidding.
That was great, wasn't it? Oh, that was awesome.
That's terrific. Kim, what was your question?
How do they set up for? I know there are the three different restaurants on the. I'm also going on the Wonder. And then the fourth night is not part of the rotation. Is it just like a party? Where do they have the party? I wasn't quite sure.
On the fourth night, you repeat the first night, right, Mike?
Yes.
Newell? Yeah.
Okay.
And you repeat the first night, and I believe there's a theme. There's the pirate in the Caribbean theme on one of the nights. I believe that was the third night, I want to say. There's a dress up night, like a semi formal night. There's the Pirates in the Caribbean night, but the fourth night you repeat your restaurant, and the restaurants don't have any relevance to the theme that goes on. Everybody has that, you know, a certain pirate theme or the dress up theme on a certain night. It's just, you know, whatever restaurant you happen to be in your rotation is the one you happen to be at.
Okay, because I was thinking of doing Tower that the one night that would be a repeat for me. So
yeah, a lot of people go with that option.
So I didn't know whether to do Palo the first night or do Palo the last night.
No. Do it the last night. The first night would be a mistake.
Okay. But I was also thinking I wanted to do the Palo brunch, so that would be Palo both times. But from what I've heard, that's not bad.
Yeah. No, Newell and I, we both did it, right, Mike? How'd you like the brunch, Mike?
Oh, the brunch was fantastic. It really was. It was much better than I thought it was going to be.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks. You guys have a good night.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, Kim.
Bye-bye.
All right. 407-278-5939. And we have another caller, and this one is from Japan. Konnichiwa.
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 Hi. Hi. Hello.
I wonder who this is.
And good Monday morning, Masao.
Monday morning. Yes, it's almost Monday noon in Japan here.
Wow.
How are you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
We miss you, Masao.
Thanks for having another great live show for us, for all your fans.
Thank you, Masao.
It's good morning, Japan.
Yeah, I made it again.
Masao, are you excited about the cruise coming up? I know that you and Mamoru.
Yeah.
I guess so.
I'm so excited about it, and I just don't know what to do during my very first Disney cruise.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
I wish I was going.
Oh, yeah. I wish everybody can make it. for me.
You know? We come from all around the world to go, and we can't go. Oh.
Yeah, right. Well, let's see. We've all been on one. Who's the only one that hasn't been on one in the show? I wonder who.
Yeah, it's a real mystery.
It's a real mystery.
Somebody's son. I forget what his name is. Somebody's son.
It's Mickey. Mickey has his own.
Scopa-san. That's who it is.
I see Matt smiling.
We got to cheer her up.
Yeah,
no, really.
Yeah, really.
I want to thank you guys again for doing this, and please, no more apology for the trouble tonight we had.
Oh, no. Yes. Oh. It's all Neil's fault anyway, but...
Yeah. I'm the one that takes the blame, what can I tell you?
We think Lou is somewhere.
No, I love you, Mike Newell. You know that, right?
Can I get that on a shirt, too?
Yeah, that's nice.
Thank you, Messiah.
You think it's Lou? I think Matt's going to name the lizard Lou. Lou the lizard.
Lou the lizard. Lou the lizard Mangello. Yeah, that's nice.
Messiah, you just left the chat room.
Yeah, I was in the chat room, but I think I accidentally left the chat room.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody's laughing.
That's great.
Great. Well, thanks for calling in, Messiah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to another live show, maybe next month.
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll try.
I'll listen to the show again and again. Thank you. Thank you. You guys are doing great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Messiah.
Thank you, Messiah.
Bye, Messiah. Have a nice cruise.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye, Messiah.
Bye.
Thank you again.
Bye.
Bye.
She's great.
Yeah.
No, she's fantastic. It's a lot of fun always talking to Messiah. She calls from Japan. For those who don't know, maybe there are new listeners out there. She's calling from Japan, where it is, like she said, about noon on Monday over there. So there's some dedication over there in terms of listening.
Yeah, you're not kidding. But it's hard to get people on the East Coast to stay tuned, let alone Japan.
Exactly. 407-278-5939. Now, I want to share the rest of the lizard story here. I finally captured the thing in a shoebox. Now here's the thing. I didn't know how to get the lizard out, so I figured I would drag the shoebox along the floor and then until I got outside and then kicked him out, right? Okay, well, first I accidentally decapitated his tail.
Oh, all right, God. The tail just flops around.
I know, it does. For like 20 minutes, it didn't die. I've never timed it, but
interesting. Okay, go ahead.
But it was like I had to put the tail out of its own misery.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But the thing died eventually. I think I slammed. I was trying to keep it in the box, and I think it tried to make it out, and then I kind of crushed its skull. But I gave it a proper burial, 21-gun salute. Yeah. You know,
how big was this thing? How many centimeters?
4 or 5 inches long.
Four or five inches.
Yeah. And you just grab them. Just hold them and, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, well, you know, see, the days of trying to kill animals, you know, kill or be killed are kind of over now. So now it was just a matter of just getting it out of my apartment. That was my priority.
And you did.
Yeah, and I did. But it's gone on to a better place.
A man around the house.
As Becky really would say, wow.
Wow.
407-278-5939.
Yeah. Annette's got a good point. What will he do with the huge roaches?
Oh, you didn't tell him about the roaches. Nice.
407-278-5939. Give us a call. Phone lines are open, so if you want to get in a call now, this would be a great opportunity to. And Newell, we were talking about earlier about everyone, you know, what's new on their websites. What's new on Mouse Wolf Radio? What are some new tracks that you may have just put on there? Well, I know you switched off your Christmas rotation.
I think we're going to dump Live 365 and go with another server. There may be a whole change-up of Mouse Wolf Radio in the next following months. I haven't decided yet.
We've got a caller coming through. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, Matt, this is Zoltan from St. Petersburg, also known as the Dutchman.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Zoltan, son of
Hey,
Zoltan.
How's it going, guys?
What's
Thanks
happening?
I'm signing my shirt at MouseFest.
That's right. I remember you with a name like Zoltan. It's hard not to, you know, all the Zoltans that are over there. But no, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, I got two questions for you. One, my wife had a lap band done, so she can barely eat anything right now. It's like a quarter cup. How can we do that in the restaurants?
You mean like... Yeah. Buffet is nice, Mike. you can order an appetizer.
Yeah.
And that's, okay.
We're experts order an appetizer as an entree. To Italia, yeah.
Okay. Good. And the other question is for Mr. Newell. What is the best place to hear Illuminations?
Wow.
Careful, Newell.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to say.
No, Mike, I have a suggestion for you. Remember where we watched Illuminations when you were down here for the marathon?
Oh, yeah, we saw it at that was right in front of Germany.
Yeah, it was great. There were, I mean, the fireworks launcher was right in front of your face, which is always nice.
That was really cool.
And there were pretty good speakers over there. I thought it was pretty good, you know, in terms of audio. And just,
you know, I had never seen it from that point, and that was a really cool spot. I was quite surprised at the view and the firework launcher was right in front. That was really cool. I'm glad I did that.
Cool. I'll try it next time there.
Yeah, it's a cool spot.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Mike, keep up the good work. Keep the show rolling and running.
Thanks so much. I do appreciate it. I really do.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you, guys. Have a great evening.
Thanks for hanging in there with us, buddy. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
407-278-5939. We're going to take this other call. Hello, caller.
Hey, this is Dave from Beloit.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Hey, David.
I'm good. Did I win the WDW Today song? Hey, I just got a couple quick questions.
Shoot.
I have a chance to go to the parks on February 18th after the Daytona 500, but I see on the schedule there that it's like listed as a 9 for that day. Which park should I go to? I was thinking Epcot.
On the 18th?
Yep.
Let's see, Tuesday the 18th. Studios is actually the day that we're recommending. Wait, sorry, February?
Monday. Yep, February 18th.
Epcot. That's the park we choose.
Yep.
All right. That's the one.
So
we can
handle
the
biggest crowds.
Good guess. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's going to be, we've got a 9 there, too. Yeah, definitely Epcot. You're going to be able to get there early when the park opens?
Probably not. Dad will probably want to sleep in.
Okay. I mean, as long as you're there by 11 or so, I mean, just fast pass Soarin' and you can single rider line, test track or whatever, and you'll be fine. Definitely try and make a dining reservation, though, now if you can. I mean, that's probably not going to be much left, but doing it now is going to be better than waiting.
True. Last time I was at Epcot, we actually got family of the day.
Did you really? What was that like?
That was awesome.
What did they do?
Well, you know, we got there about a half hour before opening, just like the book says. And, you know, we wanted to make sure we got on Soarin' right away. And we ran to the rope drop, and my daughter was the first one there. And a cast member just started talking to her, and I got there. And as I got there, another cast member came up and just said, well, we've selected you for family of the day, and brought us in underneath the rope. And after that, they brought out all the characters, and we got pictures taken with, Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, all the characters that they have there. And then they kind of announced us, then they brought out a test track car.
Cool.
And yep, put us in a test track car and drove us over to test track, and we got to ride it twice. Then after that, they gave us three fast passes for whatever we wanted to use them on. And that was about it.
But cool, that's awesome, though.
Yeah, cool moment, no doubt about it. But hey, the other question that I have is, this will be for the DVC expert there. Think about buying 130 points to Saratoga Springs on the resale market. Good move, bad move. We're looking at going like once a year for a week at the end of August.
I mean, it depends. It depends. For me personally, it would be a good move, but it depends on, you know, what you expect to get out of it. It's all different. Every family's different. 130 points, you could do pretty well at 130 points. It depends on how big your family is.
Yeah, there's four of us.
Adults or kids?
Two adults, two kids.
Okay. You could get a nice, you know, two bedroom at the end of August for you know, if you go to, if you stay cheap and go to Old Key West or Saratoga, you probably do very well.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of Saratoga?
We like it. I usually stay at Old Key West. That's my first choice, but Saratoga is really nice. From what I've seen of it,
I really like the layout and the bedrooms. I mean, it's really not a bad resort at all.
Yeah, well, you know, with 130 points, though, you can't really get the one bedrooms. You just kind of get the studios.
Well, it also you got to play it good too.
And the length and stuff.
If you stay on a Friday or Saturday night, they're going to kill you with the points. So if you go Sunday to, you know, Sunday checking out Friday,
exactly,
you can do well.
Mm-hmm.
It's those weekends that kill you. That's why I usually stay at All Star Sports or something on a weekend, just to.
That's exactly what I would do too. Just stay somewhere nearby and then just transfer over. Heck, stay off site.
Yeah, for $40 a night, you could stay at the Renaissance. What is that? Not the Renaissance. Matt, where was Orlando that? Vista. We stayed on 192. The Radisson. $40 we got on Priceline, and it was fine for a weekend night.
Yeah, there's also the AmeriSuite South is also like in the $35-$45 range.
Exactly, and that'll save you almost 100 points right there. It's just well worth doing that.
Yeah.
True. Hey, how would you compare like the studio room at Saratoga to a regular room at Riverside?
It's a little bit bigger, Len.
What are the two rooms? Sorry, Riverside and what?
Riverside and Saratoga.
Studio.
A studio.
Saratoga.
How big is this? Okay, a room at Riverside is going to be, what, 340 square feet?
Yeah, sure. I think they're roughly about the same size.
Don't forget, the studio at Saratoga Springs, you get a little mini kitchenette.
True.
That's true. But, I had a mini fridge built in at Riverside one time.
Right, but you also get a microwave.
You do get a microwave at Saratoga, right.
314 at Riverside, and then 355 at Saratoga Springs for the studio.
So it's a little bit bigger.
Is that really a kitchenette, though? I'm looking at it. Okay.
It's really just a microwave.
Yeah, it's like a microwave and a coffee pot. I don't know what I would say.
I would say it's Saratoga. I like it better, but it's up to you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, are you renting a car? Let me ask you this.
Yeah,
Saratoga.
Yeah, last time we stayed at Port Orleans Riverside, it did not rent a car. And that ended up probably being the biggest source of frustration of the whole trip.
What, just
bus transportation?
I mean, there were times I just want to leave now, you know?
Yeah,
that's exactly the thing.
I realize they do about the best they can with what they have, but it's just, like you say, you want to leave and you want to leave now.
It's time to go. The last I mean, whenever I go, I always rent a car because I'm a control freak, and when I want to leave, I want to leave. But the couple times I didn't on this last trip with my daughter, we ended up taking a cab home from Epcot because I was just not gonna. I hit the point where I was just not gonna ride another bus.
Uh-huh.
I ended up spending $12 on a cab to go from Epcot to the Contemporary, and I'm telling you, I would have spent the $12 all day long. I was just not going to sit in another bus, you know. So definitely look at running a car.
Did you notice this too? Whenever you actually got a bus that showed up, right at that time there'd be like four or five of those little electric carts trying to get on the bus at the same time too.
5 minutes each, man. 5 minutes each. So I mean, and I understand. I mean, everyone needs to go to Walt Disney World. It's just, it was funny. The last time I saw a bus driver do that, the dude was just not happy about it at all. I mean, like the last thing he wanted. This was back in December. That was the last thing the dude wanted to do, was to load an ECV onto the bus. And it was one of the buses that tilt down and everything. It couldn't have been easier for him, but Jesus, it was. He just did not want to do it.
Well, he's got to probably get tired of doing that all day long.
But you know what? Don't be a bus driver then. That's what I'm saying, you know? If you don't like pigs, don't be a pig farmer. If you don't like people, don't work in Walt Disney World.
That's a good way of looking at it.
I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, get a car if you can.
Yeah, definitely. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, we have an international winner.
Hello.
I think this person might have some face paint on.
Yep, that'd be me.
Yeah, this would be Tacy, for those who don't.
It is.
Ontario?
Hello, Tacy.
Yes.
And
Tacy? By Niagara Falls, that'd be me.
Niagara Falls.
Slowly I turn.
Step by step.
I was waiting for that.
Picked him up, I threw him down.
Now, Tacy, this isn't the first time you've won something on a live show, is it?
No, it is not.
why don't you quickly tell our listeners the last prize you won on one of our live shows?
Well, the last prize I won was at Magic Meets. I was speaking to Mr. Scopa, and pixie dust came from everywhere.
That's right, and you won. I know you won a free ticket to the Fantasmic Saturday Night Studios dessert party meet.
That's correct.
Wow.
That's right. Yeah. You got a free ticket to that. Did you get anything else? I can't even remember. I just remembered that. I mean, I'm only obsessed with myself, so.
I won a pair of tickets, and I had a contest on Tagrel.com for someone to come with me. It actually turned out to be one of the MFT girls that won it, so it was fun.
Oh, cool. So, well, Tacy, you've won a shirt, so all you have to do is just email me your mailing address and what size shirt you'd like, and we will send one out to you.
Thanks, guys. Woo-hoo! I'm glad awesome. I finally got through.
Absolutely. What did you do? Was there a blocking issue, or you just kept on trying and eventually got through?
I just kept trying. It just kept telling me it would ring once, and then it would tell me that all the circuits were busy. So you guys are more popular than you think you are.
That's right. We're jamming up the whole phone company. Just us jamming up the whole network.
That's it.
Well, thanks very much, Stacey, for listening, and thanks for calling, and congratulations.
Thanks guys. Bye, you guys, Stacey. Have a great night. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Stacey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's
and,
so cool.
For all, it's great that we were able to give away some shirts, and congratulations to Stacey and Sean for winning the t-shirts tonight. We thank ADP, of course, for giving away the t-shirts. Those will be going out very soon. And don't forget that this live show is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for independent travel information for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and much more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly newsletter all about Walt Disney World. Join over 94,000 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their email box each week.
You have a dose of something going on here.
Jeez. Yeah, seriously. visit allears.net today. We thank everyone for coming in. And we're going to be going to about 10:30 tonight, and then we're going to call it a night. I'll give a little extra bonus show because, well, we kind of didn't really have much of the show at the beginning at 8 o'clock because of the technical issues that were occurring. We apologize again for that. But knock on wood, will be good for until 10:30. So if you've got calls, this will be a great opportunity. Phone lines are open. 407-278-5939. And you can give us a call. We've had some great calls about some trip reports, some questions about upcoming trips. And a lot of people are now, you know, we mentioned this a little earlier, they're looking forward to their trips coming up in 2008. A lot of different things coming on. Maybe you're looking forward to perhaps a race that's coming up, or you've just got your annual trip coming up. It's a good opportunity to get in some questions. And, you know, I'm still amazed by who was it that called in and had was able to walk into La Celia on a Saturday night for dinner?
Was it Catherine? I think. Catherine,
yeah.
Catherine,
I mean,
or Kim, yeah.
Now, which bizarro world does she live on exactly, you know? Because
she got lucky, so.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, wow. I mean, I was floored by that. I know, Scopa, you were equally amazed by it, right?
Well, she didn't say what time of the day. She said it was dinner.
I mean,
but it could have been 9 o'clock. You know how easy that is, Lynn, to get a 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, there's an 8:55, but didn't. I don't know. Maybe.
But it's at, well, it's the end of January. So you say, well, gee, it's the end of January, so why not? But then you think it's a Saturday night, she said. So a Saturday, any Saturday where you can walk into Le Cellier, that's the day that you buy a lottery ticket. I'll tell you.
That's right. You got to, very, very lucky. And that was just, you know, a small dose of the kind of some interesting calls that we've really we've been having. So really, you know, some good calls in. Certainly, if you have your questions, feel free to call in and ask them. Yes, Len, do you have an observation?
No. I'm good. Good.
Okay.
He's good.
407-278-5939. Mr. Newell, how are you doing over there?
I put the noose away, so I'm doing okay.
Awesome. The noose away. He had the stool set. It was just, you know, he was just waiting for Mary to come kick it out from under him.
But, you know, it's funny. When we lost the last call, we had Zoltan on, and we decided to keep him in. We were doing a private show just for him. I said to Len, I said, I bet you that's Matt's router that went. I said, now Matt's feeling my pain. He knows what it's like when we're live to get shut down. I said, oh, he knows what I'm going through.
That's right. I had all these little, if it was a comic book, you'd have all those weird symbols coming out of me and a little thought bubble, pulling out my hair, yelling at the cat in the room.
That only happened one time. He's sitting here. He's behind me right now snoring. He's sleeping. I mean, it takes after me, but he's asleep right now, so he's out.
407-278-5939. A lot of, people, you know, we're going on. Our next live show will be coming up in February. It'll be the end of February. We always do our live shows. We try to at least do them the last Sunday in the month. And so we're going to try for the last Sunday in February, unless it's like, you know, the Oscars or something like that. We went head to head with the Oscars last year, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
I think we did.
Yeah.
I mean, the Oscars, come on.
Seriously. I mean,
we're going head to head with the Royal Rumble, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. That's right.
Hey, if the strike's still on this year, we may beat the Oscars.
So, but what is that? Is it the pal Mickey?
No, I just got a feed from the Royal Rumble. Here's one of the wrestling matches. Up, here's some commentary.
Oh, hey, pal.
It's getting late, folks. It's getting late.
Why at a parking meteor?
Okay.
All right. 407-278-5939. And don't forget, you can still join us in chat. Just go to wdwtoday.com. You'll see a link for our chat room in there. And I'm willing to bet that the people are going to be in the chat room for quite a while tonight. Usually it goes on well past the end of the show. So if you're interested in talking to some of our listeners, you can certainly go in there. And it's a lot more interactive because we like this interactive, to have an interactive show rather, to be able to converse with our listeners and our listeners to be able to give us maybe some information that we're not able to. You know, we don't know the answer to everything. We don't pretend to. And sometimes a lot of people have, you know, conveyed some answers right in chat room. I know that earlier tonight, Deb Wills, she had an answer to a chat question we had that someone called in about tenders on the Disney Cruise Line in Cozumel. And none of us have been on a Disney cruise to Cozumel. And one of our listeners in the chat room was able to come up with the answer, and that was Deb. And, you know, it's just simple like that. It makes it a whole lot easier. And it's a lot of fun. It really is. I think it's a great experience. A lot of people enjoy it. So you just go to wdwtoday.com, and there's a link right to join the chat room. It's free. It's easy. It's really quick. A lot of people in there, so you can definitely join the fun that's going on right there. So while we're waiting for our call, and again, the phone lines are open. So 407-278-5939. Newell's just spinning in his chair right now, so he's waiting for that call.
Is my camera on?
Newell, you got to say, I need you to say, this is how you executive produce. In radio, that's what we call a teaser.
That's right.
That is a teaser, yes.
Don't tease me, bro.
Don't tease me,
bro. Don't tease me, bro.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Wait, no. What was this? The Incredible Hulk's music? I don't remember. It wasn't that good. Is Lou Ferrigno still on King of Queens, or was he on the King of Queens when it before then?
I don't know, Len. I was watching.
That's Arnold. It's different.
Oh, thank God there's a call coming in.
Oh, yes, there we go. We're running. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Joe Kleinmeier.
Hey, Joe, where are you calling from?
Easton, Pennsylvania.
What can we do for tonight, Joe?
Looks like we're trying to do a family reunion around the Thanksgiving holiday week. And yep. My brother is leaning towards like the Friday, the 21st through the 26th. And I'm trying to get him to stay over. You know, maybe the 22nd through the 28th, actually over to Thanksgiving. I guess he's concerned about, you know, what the park's like Thanksgiving Day. Is it really crowded then, or is that a bad week?
Let's see. The week itself is on Thanksgiving Day itself.
Yes.
Let me take a look at the crowd calendar real quick. What day are you arriving?
We're still debating. He's like trying to do like the 21st through the 26th, so actually leave before Thanksgiving, and I'm trying to get him to stay a little longer. And maybe go like the 23rd through the 28th. So we're just, you know, it's debating back and forth. He thinks, I guess, the crowds are going to be too much to deal with.
It's actually slightly, if you're getting on the 23rd, you've got pretty much 8s and 9s for that entire week. If you were to do the week before, you'd have 6s and 7s, which are really the Saturday before Thanksgiving is the day when crowds jump. Okay. The Saturday before, so the 22nd is really when you're going to see crowds really start to spike. The week before, that's pretty much average for Disney World, 6s and 7s.
Okay.
But the week of Thanksgiving is going to be, 8s and 9s. Now, Disney hasn't put out their, it's still an estimate. Disney hasn't put out their park hours yet for Thanksgiving, but based on what we have from the hotel occupancy rates from 2007 and the hours and stuff like that, that's what we're predicting.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Cool. No problem.
All right. Thanks very much.
Bye.
And you know what? I think we're going to have to end it here, this live show number 19. Want to acknowledge our sponsor, which is All Ears Net, which is your one-stop shop for independent travel information for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus for all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all their resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and much more. So be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 94,000 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in the email box each week. Visit allears.net today. I finally got that right after like 8 reads on that. And this has been live show number 19 of Walt Disney World Today. If you want to find our show notes, read our show notes, find our older episodes, or email Mr. Newell, you can go to our website at www.wdwtoday.com. For Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next show.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.